This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and you have found the place for local talk in the Willamette Valley. And, Dave, it is a fabulous day to be living in the Willamette Valley. It's incredible.
After a four-day weekend,
every day. I'm pumped usually on Mondays. Dave is the grumpy one, and I am pumped on Mondays because nothing's gone wrong in my week. I'm not tired yet. We had a day of rest as commanded. So, hey, welcome, everybody. We've got a great guest in the studio today to start out your work week and your lunch hour after the long holiday. I hope you all had a long and fun and safe one.
Yes.
Didn't get knifed at the riverfront or anything like that.
That's kind of scary.
Was in the news. Anyway, we're going to talk today about one of our favorite topics, a new person. Never met him before, but it's one of our favorite topics to talk about downtown Salem. Our central business district, as I call it, and the heart and soul of really of Salem.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And you know, here on Newsmakers, we like to spotlight people who invest in the region. Invest in Salem and Kaiser and in Polk County, Marion County, people who take a risk on us, people who invest more ways than one. There's one of writing a check, and then there's taking your time and part of your soul and your effort and your commitment to invest in our downtown core, in our future, and how we're going to thrive, right? All right, so without further ado, because we're going to talk about this at depth, it's going to be fun. Scott Chernoff, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming to the studio. It's great. I know I've been trying to get you for a while, and you invested in downtown core, and we're going to let everybody know who you are and why the heck you did this and what it means to all of us who love downtown Salem. So you and your company and your family members, your partners, you invest in commercial real estate properties, right?
That's correct.
And most recently, you bought a couple of properties in downtown Salem. I'm going to tease the audience here a little bit, but a couple of downtown properties here in Salem. But you also have assets in Kaiser, right?
Yes, correct.
And this is not the only Salem asset that your company's looking at,
correct.
Right? So you're getting invested in our mid-Willamette Valley.
Absolutely.
That is so cool. So you're originally a Portland guy.
I grew up in Portland, in Northwest Portland. Went to Jesuit High School.
Oh, he's a Jesuit guy.
Back when I was...
Did you play some football there?
I played basketball.
Basketball, okay.
And back when it was an all-boys school.
Really?
Our graduating class was like 80, I think.
You know, Scott, that sounds very discriminatory to me. It sounds
I had nothing
like
to
really
do with it. I had nothing to do with it. I just went there.
I know what you mean.
I'm not proud of it.
I was in a college marching band actually, and it was only like 5 years before I got there they allowed women into the marching band.
Yeah,
it was just like that's culture. It was very toxic male. Looking back, I was like, holy cow. Anyway, well, welcome. It's so exciting. So you have purchased a few different properties in downtown Salem.
Yes.
One of them is the beloved Reed Opera House, and we're going to dive into that as the hour progresses. But the other one is a really interesting property in the 120 Commercial. That's the address, folks. So it's on Commercial Street, just up from State, kind of close to Pioneer Trust. You know, a lot of you remember it. We had, Old Chicago Pizza in there and Alessandro's in there, and it was the Spaghetti Factory? Spaghetti Warehouse?
Old one Spaghetti of those Warehouse, yeah.
Was in there, and it's been dormant for a while.
Yes.
How did these things get on your radar? You're an investor. You're doing West Coast commercial real estate. How did they get on your radar?
Sure. So our company is Cumberland Holdings. We have offices in California and also in Oregon. And we're about a nine-year-old company. Mm-hmm. I've been in the business my entire life, real estate business. My partner is my brother, who's been in the real estate business his entire professional career. And my lovely wife Josie, who's here in the studio, who manages all the investor relations, and we're a private equity firm, so we have a number of investors that invest alongside with us. We're the general partner for each deal, so that means we put the deal together, we structure the debt, we bring in the equity, the contract, do all the due diligence, and if we're satisfied to make the investment, then we raise the money and close on it, and then we asset manage it. Usually there's some type of, we're not developers, so we're not going in and buying ground up land, raw right. land and building ground up. We like to buy existing properties that perhaps need a little work or a little unloved, or there's been a little misfocus on them, and where we see an opportunity. And that's what I think we're really good at.
Oh, that's terrific. And yeah, it's nice to have Josie here in the studio. So they're going to let Scott talk here. But Josie's over there, quality control. I want everybody to know.
Yes.
She's over there keeping
she's
an
the
eye
boss.
On you. And
she manages all the money.
Notes, and she'll be sending notes. You got this wrong, Scott. Here's a correction. So
but how did I find the property? It was being marketed for sale by a real estate brokerage firm out of Portland that we've bought 3 or 4 deals with in the past. And it wasn't a traditional type of deal in a number of fronts. It's not we buy a lot of apartment projects, and we buy a lot of commercial centers, like our project in Kaiser. We own Kaiser's Village.
Okay.
So it's just, those are kind of just straightforward properties. This one being a mixed use property. When I say mixed use, it's got all types of tenants in there. It's got retail, it's got office, it's got restaurants. It's got, believe it or not, a little theater.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
And also a ballroom. And also the historic element. So we saw the package, had to tour it, had to understand it, and came to the market, walked the property, was completely captivated by the feel of it and the potential. So that's the read. And then the read, looking at the read, kind of led us to the opportunity to buy the 120 commercial building, which is formerly known as the Spaghetti Warehouse building. And that kind of arose because in between the properties, there's a parking lot. And while I was looking at the read, I said, what's going on with this parking lot? And the selling team said, not 100% sure, but let me find out. And it turns out the same owner owned the parking lot and the 120 commercial building. And I said, I'm interested in all three assets. And after several months of negotiation, we ended up purchasing the property in June of 2018, just about a year ago.
So we have in studio with us Scott Chernoff. His company's Cumberland Holdings. Just bought two iconic properties in downtown Salem recently. And we're going to talk about what current state they're in, and what the plans are for them to be, because that's pretty exciting. And the parking lot as a trio, and I think you've done well. I hope that you do extremely well. It's nice to have a new influx of set of eyes, new influx of cash, focus, marketing, and all of those things. And when it comes to that building, boy, Salem could use another great property right there in 120 commercial. And if you can't visualize it, folks, you know, just drive right down. You're going to spot it. I remember the Chicago Pizza, but of course, Alessandro's and Spaghetti Warehouse. And it's been dormant for a while, right? Are there any tenants in that building at all?
Well, let's back up a little bit. So we feel we're moving pretty quickly on it. We actually closed on the property just about a year ago.
Okay.
And there was, at the time, the Spaghetti Warehouse tenant in there. And they actually were on a month-to-month lease, which means either the tenant or the landlord can terminate the lease.
Right.
And believe it or not, they weren't paying rent.
Oh, well, that's inconvenient.
So it made it very easy for us to terminate the lease.
Wow.
All right, we're going to come back and find out the fate of this building now that you can't get spaghetti there and talk in depth about the Reed. That's the Reed Opera House. You're listening to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart. Hope you're enjoying your Monday and you're all anxious to get back to work after the 4 days. You've missed it so much. But thanks for joining us for your noon hour where we do local talk and things that are happening. And there are things happening in downtown Salem. Thanks to Scott Chernoff, and his wife Josie and his brother and his partners investing in downtown Salem. So the Reed Opera House is just incredible. I mean, you got 70 businesses in there. The history goes way, way back. We're going to hold that off for a minute because this story about what's happening in 120 Commercial is pretty good. We'll cycle back to the Reed because, well, honestly, we could talk about the Reed Opera House all day. It's an amazing, amazing asset. I mean, I don't think people realize that you can walk in those doors and be there all afternoon and visit 70 different businesses.
That's a whole day and a half right there. Easy.
It's amazing. Anyway, Scott, thanks for being here. And again, we're picking up where you left off. You were able to secure the Reed Opera House, the 120 Commercial building, the old Spaghetti Warehouse, and they weren't paying rent, so it was easy to decide to have a different tenant.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're just going to go off and how'd you find that building, its condition and everything?
Well, I think it's important to note that these buildings, both of them, are 150 years old.
Ooh.
150 years old. And I've been in the business for 30 or so years, and the excitement that I got walking in and seeing the potential, call me crazy or exciting or whatever you want, I just knew. I didn't know exactly what it could be, but I knew that there was incredible potential. And the more we learned about the dynamics of Salem, I just knew there was an opportunity. So once we got the tenant out, the space was just unloved. It was disrespected. It wasn't clean. We cleaned it all up. We demoed all the interior walls. We opened up the doors and aired it out, and took our engineers and our architects and our leasing experts. We had a couple focus groups and really sat down and said, what does the community need? And the program that we ended up with, and I'm a year later, I can confidently say that I'm very, very sure it was the right call, is we converted that building from a single tenant, 16,000 square foot building, two-story building, which is very large for a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. 16,000 square
16,000 square feet. I mean, a large restaurant is 8. Most of them these days are between 2 and 4 and 5. So we've converted the property, and if you were to walk into it today, and we're actually having a private event tonight to show potential tenants and brokers and other business people how the spaces lay out, we've defined and we've created 4 spaces, all ranging from, I want to say, 2,500 square feet to about 5,000 square feet. 2 of those are ground floor, and 2 of those are on the upper floor. The ground floor, one of them is pre-leased, and the tenant has started their build out on that space. And the upper floor tenant spaces will be what we pretty confidently can say creative office.
Creative office.
So that means, you're going to have exposed brick. You're going to have this old steel, but you're going to have modern, windows. You're going to have modern building systems. You're going to have a modern elevator. All the systems are going to work like any Class A building would work.
Scott, was there an elevator in the building when you bought it?
There was, but we're completely putting in a new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So creative space, great for an architect office or maybe an artist's office or maybe
engineer,
a work loft,
software.
And it wants some character in their offices, right?
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of those downtown, actually.
Yes.
There's a architect right up the street from where your building is that remodeled a space and has the same kind of feel to that.
Yes.
That sounds very cool.
Yes.
All right. So that's space 2. So you've got a ground floor that's pre-leased. And I think you said during the break there's going to be food and beverage there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm very pleased to announce that we're going to have a very exciting tenant there called Masonry. And Melissa Mason, who's a longtime resident and business owner in Salem, she has a number of businesses, is the principal behind that. And it is going to be a restaurant with a nice bar and an indoor-outdoor patio-type feature with that outdoor fire pit.
Mm.
It's going to be really exciting. We believe it's going to be a really an iconic signature feature of hopefully the downtown.
Great. That is incredible. It'd be nice to take that spot and turn something that fresh and new into it and comfortable. Okay, and there's other spots to be leased in there. And you had to clean this whole thing out, right?
Yes.
And then you subdivided it.
Yes.
Wow. So you're expecting four different tenants? Do you think someone will
take... Four different tenants. Okay. Correct. Correct.
All right. And you're just really starting to market that now.
Yes.
And you've owned it for a year. You put a year.
Yes.
You put them... Folks, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about investing.
Yeah, right.
Like money isn't free. Money is not free. Time is money is the axiom. And somebody had to put down money, get no money back because the one tenant was there, wasn't paying any rent, and then carry that money,
right,
which is not free. We all know it if we have a mortgage or a car payment, right? Money, they carry that for a year. And in addition to that, you have to shell out a bunch of money to do these improvements. You got to gut the place. And so, folks, this is a huge investment. We should never take for granted when someone takes a property in our downtown core and pours investments into it. And, you know, Scott, I'm pretty sure you're going to be paying property tax as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
Yes.
All right. So when you improve this, you're
not going to get away with that one.
Yeah. Pretty sure. Yeah.
All right.
So but I don't mind paying them. It's okay.
That's
okay.
Plug. We're going to pass it on to the tenants anyway. So anyway, it's a big deal, folks. This is not just a real estate story. This is a huge deal, and it's on Commercial Street, and it's right in the heart of downtown in two 150-year-old buildings.
Right.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So what kind of tenants do you think will appeal to those other two spaces?
Well, on the ground floor, we think it will be another food and beverage type, maybe just a beverage type.
Is that the part that's going to be by the alley, right?
Yes.
Parking lot.
Yeah, that will have a little outdoor patio. It's really a cool space. There's some interesting features, some big steel beams in there. Getting back to how the building's going to feel, we had to do a complete seismic, that means earthquake upgrade, to this space, because even though it lasted 150 years.
So far.
Yeah. This day and age, in order to comply with all the earthquake regulations for this type of conversion, so there's a tremendous amount of new steel and concrete. Mm. This place is now Fort Knox. This is where you want to be if everything, God forbid, anything happens. But you're going to see these elements of 150-year-old brick, you know, steel that's 50, 100 years old from the previous renovations. And then you're going to see these big K-braces. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've seen them in some of these older buildings.
Right.
But it creates a nice architectural feature, and also gives you that feeling of, hey, this is solid.
Yeah. And it has its parking lot. You know, I can't get over the parking lot.
It has a parking lot.
I mean, it's one of Dave's favorite topics as well, in terms of,
you gotta have a
build
parking
something
lot.
Downtown, there's no parking, it's going to be a premium.
Yeah.
And it's great that you were able to secure that for your tenants and hopefully for your tenants' customers. That sounds fantastic. I mean, you can just visualize it. And as I'm visualizing it, I'm looking at some of your information. The top floor, the second floor, you're saying for, what'd you say, creative office?
We believe it's going to be creative office, yes.
15 feet, 8-inch ceiling height. Almost 16 feet ceiling height.
That's nice.
With big windows and skylights.
Yeah.
I could relocate that.
That is so cool. And brick walls and steel beams, and that sounds really cool.
So we had to, the building had no windows on the north side and west, east side.
What?
North side and east side.
East side would be the alley side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we actually cut through the brick, and you should have seen this big saw, that the big circular saw.
Wow.
You know, big. You know, as big as a large tire on a truck, cutting through this brick, and then you have to brace it with the steel and make sure the building doesn't fall down while you're doing it.
Right.
So the light now, I mean, the property is completely. If you were ever in the spaghetti factory a year and a half ago and walked in there today, the light beaming through there is just incredible. You wouldn't even recognize it.
Wow. Did you spend more money securing the property or improving the property?
Improving it.
Yeah.
But I'm pleased to say we're ahead of schedule and we're on budget.
Oh, good.
Wow, there's not a lot of that happening in a building.
Yeah, but
this day, getting the contractor to be on budget and on time. That's pretty good.
So, yeah, we have a good team. We have a real good team.
That is fantastic. That is so great. We're going to take a break here in just a second. We're going to cycle back and talk about the Reed Opera House. Folks, this thing goes back. If it's been a while since you've been in the Reed, you should revisit it. And if you've never been in the Reed, holy cow. You can book your events there. You can do a wedding there, wedding receptions there, because the Opera House is still there.
Right.
Still got the dance floor and 70 businesses, and Mark Twain performed there. That's what we're talking about. All right. Here with us on Newsmakers, we've got Scott Chernoff of Cumberland Holdings and his investments in downtown Salem. There's more to come, folks. Hold on. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Morin on 1430 KYKN.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne in our studio today. We're talking to Scott Chernoff. His wife, Josie, is here. He and his business partners, it's kind of a family-run enterprise, but lots of investors have invested in downtown Salem in a big way. They're also investing in other parts of Salem, other parts of Kaiser, in California and Oregon and Washington. But it's really, I can't wait. There's so many things I want to talk to you about, Scott. So thanks for being in the studio here. We're going to talk about the Reed right now, but before the hour's out, you mentioned just the feel of it and walking through and how much you knew about Salem and its feel and what you saw in Salem. We're going to cycle back to before we're done. Fair enough?
Sure.
All right, because that's really the story, because somebody who does not live here has come and invested in just real estate. It's mm-hmm. not just real estate, but it's also history, and it's also a critical part of our core and the heart and soul. So very great story. So the Reed goes back, and I've got some of your press information. If you might mind, I'll hit this highlight. 1870, this Reed was built. 11th birthday from 1870. The Civil War had ended just 5 years before. And then a woman named Louisa Ann Swain became the first woman ever to vote. I mean, this thing goes back. This thing goes back. It's had a lot of different lives and a lot of different tenants in it over the years. We used to call it the Opera House because they did have operas there, but now it's a wedding venue, it's a ballroom, it's a theater, it's offices, and it's retail shops, and it's restaurants. Holy cow, how big is this thing?
It's about 42,000 square feet, four levels.
42,000 square feet. Yeah. Holy cow. So in the Reed, can you imagine back in the day, if we're talking about the 1800s, folks, I don't think we have very many listeners who was alive at the time, but suffragettes like Susan B. Anthony and Abigail Dunaway was speaking there and having rallies there. Mark Twain performed there.
Nice.
Presidents Rutherford B. Hayes and Benjamin Harrison both came to Salem. That's back when the presidents cared about Salem and Oregon.
Right.
Yeah, and as soon as we do away with Electoral College, we'll never see another presidential candidate.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
Entirely different newsmaker story. Anyway, we're talking about Scott and his family and his investments. So the Reed, so you're walking through the Reed and you think it's incredible, you buy this thing. So how is the Reed as far as occupancy, as far as its condition?
Well, it's fully occupied, and it has been highly occupied for years, even when during the recession, when vacancy rates were high in other projects, the property always remained full. And I think that's a combination of a number of things. The location, you know, obviously you're at Main and Main there. Two is smaller spaces, you know, so you have a lot of entrepreneurial tenants as opposed to the big box tenants or big large corporations that are always, they either want bigger or smaller, they're always moving around.
Right.
And the rents have been reasonable in there, and we plan to keep them reasonable. We're not squeezing for the last nickel. The charm of that property, when I first walked through it, you asked me, you know, kind of what got me going is, mm-hmm. you know, I've been fortunate to travel to Europe, and you kind of get a European feel, especially when you walk into the lower floors and you see some of this exposed stone and the construction materials they've used. In fact, one interesting story is we have a tenant called Sisters Irish Bistro, and they're in the absolute bottom basement. And I said, how do these guys make it? They have no signage. No one can find them. And they're only open for dinner. So whenever I was at the property, I didn't really see them opening. Well, it turns out they have a huge following, and all their clients and customers feel like they're in the homeland when they're back there. Mm. Because of, you know, that's the way those taverns and restaurants are. And you can't recreate that. Developers all over the country are going from the malls and the standard vanilla type development. They're trying to create a sense of place. They're trying to create, you know, history, but you can't create history.
Yeah.
Right? But they try and bring in older elements. They spend a ton of money. You cannot create that there, especially with that location. And then when you add all these elements, feed each other. You know, when the restaurants are successful, the tenants, you know, eat there, and that gives them more business. Mm-hmm. And when the ballroom's successful, that gives more business.
People walk
and
through.
Go through. So you have all these, you know, we want it to be a live property 7 days a week. We're not open 24 hours, but we want to be, you know, 8 to 10 o'clock at night, full and vibrant.
Neat. So what kind of improvements have you felt that were necessary right away?
On the read? Well, we learned very quickly, part of our due diligence, that the exterior brick needed recaulking and repointing.
Okay.
So that's not the sexiest thing in the world, but we needed to do it. So we got that out of the way. We've put money into the ballroom, all new flooring and furnitures and a kitchen and lighting and audiovisual. All types of stuff. We've improved the service there. We've improved the website. It was just kind of a word-by-mouth type thing.
All right, let's plug this because it looks incredible. The pictures are just amazing. Last time I was in the ballroom, it's been many years.
Yeah.
Didn't look anything like this.
Yes.
So it's thereedballroom.com, www.thereedballroom.com, and check that out and check out the pictures. It has that sense of history with a brand new look as well. Very elegant. Looks incredibly elegant.
Very elegant, but we've seen it dressed up for quinceañeras. We've seen it birthday parties. We've seen all type. We've seen some corporate events there, weddings. We want to cater to all that. We have some breakout rooms on the same floor for boardroom meetings for businesses. Mm-hmm. We're finding that they want a type of property that's a little bit different than the standard, you know, hotel ballroom. So, we feel that it's just headed in the right direction.
Wow. That's nice. You add these other amenities in terms of the new kitchen, right? And you've got, of course, the elevator, but the new sound and audio equipment. And there's a venue in town that we won't talk about that has some history that has, like, the worst sound system. And I've seen weddings there, and I've seen, you know, community meetings there, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
So thanks for investing in
that. Well, we're going to continue to improve that. We're always going to continue to improve that and other elements of the Reed. In fact, the next phase of what we're doing there, I'm very excited about. I said we were 100% leased. Well, I kind of lied a little bit because we terminated 2 month-to-month tenants that were in prime spaces. And this is kind of on the first floor of the property. And we're going to be reconfiguring that to make that more of a open atrium, kind of a community gathering spot with some more food and some more beverage, perhaps a coffee place, and to create more of a gathering place with some live entertainment.
Really? Mm.
So you could go there for breakfast. You could go there for lunch. You could meet somebody on the weekend. We want it to be the gathering place. And then from there, people maybe explore the rest of the Reed if they're curious. If not, maybe they just come for their cup of coffee. And when the weather's bad, they can hang out inside and all that stuff.
There's already 5 restaurants in the Reed. Restaurants and, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you have a gathering place where you can meet up before you go to dinner.
No, we're just only talking about adding a couple. I haven't been to all five. I haven't been to all five yet. I suddenly need to book some meals.
Yeah, right?
Well, we actually had a tenant about 8 months ago vacate a spot that was at the end of their lease. And that space leased in a week.
Wow.
And to a new tenant called Noble Wave. And it's these two gentlemen that are from New Orleans. And they searched, this is a real interesting story, they searched the entire country and found Salem to open up their business. And now they're open.
Wow.
And it's New Orleans-inspired food. And they are they're getting great reviews, and they're great businessmen, and they're young entrepreneurs. And I think that's happening a lot in this town. As I'm meeting people that want to lease 120 commercial, I'm seeing more of that.
Did you have to do the kinds of, in 120 commercial, you were talking about the seismic upgrades. Did you have to do any of that for the REIT, or is that still upcoming? Or was that already done?
No, it hasn't been done. Since we weren't doing a major reconfiguration of the REIT, you know, we're not converting it. I mean, if you were to blow everything out and start over, you'd have to do it. But since we're just doing interior things here and there, no.
Hey, folks, if you have not been in the Reed, go. It's right there on Liberty Street downtown. It's in the heart of downtown. It's old, historic. You got Ladd & Bush. That's pretty iconic. And you got the Reed as far as buildings go. But stroll through, see the shops, have a beverage, make an appointment to come back for dinner, whatever it is. But check out the Reed.
I think I just heard Brent saying he was going to buy me dinner.
Yeah, you bet. If we, yeah, we'll do
for
that.
The next five nights. Down.
Yeah, the next five nights.
We're talking to Scott Chernoff. Scott Chernoff of Cumberland Holdings. His wife Josie is here in the studio with us as well, and they have invested in downtown Salem in a huge way. And it's so exciting to see the new energy and the new happenings and the new options for us to enjoy downtown Salem. I mean, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Even more reasons for people to live there. Even more reasons for people who work there to hang out after work. Any more reasons for people to come into the center of Salem and enjoy it? You know, you weren't here 15 years ago. Then 15 years ago, it was still 15, 20 years. It was still very much a Salem is closed at 9, if it lasted till 9, right? And it's not that way anymore. There's huge energy and momentum happening downtown. How did you catch that momentum? How did you suddenly, who told you, hey, you know what? This is the time to invest in Salem real estate because you're going to make some money.
We didn't know when we first started looking, and once we started diving in, that was kind of just the icing on the cake. I mean, we liked the deal the way it was. We felt it could be successful, but with this added energy that I see more and more now that we've owned the property for a year, you really don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do all the due diligence you want. But until you own something and you touch it and feel it and talk to people every day, and you really don't know how the momentum's going. And
Scott, we're going to stop you there because we're going to take one last break because I want to cycle back to exactly where you are and talk about what can the community do to make sure that your investment in us is a success. And what can the community do? How are we going to help you maintain these properties and improve these properties for a sustainable long-term future. How about that?
Sounds great.
We'll be right back. Scott Chernoff in the studio with us. That's just Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly sponsored by Hamblin's Nursery.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and in the studio with us, Scott Chernoff and his wife, Josie, invested in downtown. We're just talking about the Reed during the break, and when I think about the Reed, I think about specialty shopping. I think about mom and pops and small spaces and things that you don't get when you're going to walk into a big box store. You're not going to get when you're getting to a mart. You're not going to get in that kind of thing. And so a lot of specialty shopping, but I also think food and drink. And I think of those ridiculous just preposterously delicious things, that little cannoli place. That bakery place.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, wow. I'm not a shill for them or anything, but I just know you walk in, you're just like, I am not leaving here without consuming some calories, right? And so you've got all these things that are kind of unique, right?
Absolutely.
And that kinda, that's the whole ambiance of the thing is, how many national chain logos do you see as you walk through the Reed?
Zero.
It's very much, folks, a Salem thing.
Absolutely.
Right? And the people there invest in their own business. A lot of times there's those small businesses that that are mom and pops and invest in what they have passion for, right? Right. I didn't realize until this hour that there's five food establishments, food and drink establishments, so I'm way behind.
Right.
Apparently. Apparently I'm buying Dave dinner in the Reed and then taking him for some cannolis.
There you go. I'll take that.
Going to blow his diet. So, all right, so we're talking before the break. I'm studying. What I'm trying to get out is my loaded question. Like, what do we do to help? It doesn't sound like you need any help leasing it up, right? You've got these spaces, and you're going to create some new spaces.
Well, we're always looking. We're always looking for new exciting tenants. So there's always a spot or two. So if you're out there, mm-hmm. please call Pam Rushing. Let me plug her. She's our leasing broker at 503-566-5706. So she's with Coldwell Banco Commercial. There's always rooms for a new cutting-edge tenant. So please call us. But what can the community do? I mean, support these businesses. Support these people that are in your community that are – you know, working all day and going to soccer games, you know, with their kids during the weekends and the same community events. They put their heart and their soul into it. They're not the big box tenants.
Yeah.
And they're taking a risk. You know, they're taking a risk and support them. You know, get to know them.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, we love our big box investments as well, our Fred Meyers and our Home Depots and all that. But, as the Chamber of Commerce promotes, you know, buy local, think small.
Absolutely.
It makes our, like you said, it makes our economy go around.
Absolutely.
Because they are buying their kids' Little League uniforms with the money that you spend in downtown Salem. And all right, so that's incredible. I'm still curious, what did you know about Salem ahead of time? And now you're saying that you got all these things as a bonus in terms of the ambiance. And is the community wrap around you and saying, hey, good for you, Scott, and thanks for being here? Are you feeling a sense of welcoming?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the local government has been great. They actually have a downtown improvement district, and there are funds available that we've applied for and received some funds that go directly into the improvements of these buildings. And that helps a lot because it's expensive. Expensive to put in, you know, this structural steel for the earthquakes. It's expensive to put in all these modern upgrades you need to do. So, and to repoint a 40,000 square foot building, all the brickwork. So that has been tremendous. We couldn't ask anything more from the local government and downtown improvement district.
We'll probably have the mayor on tomorrow, so we'll get a plug for you.
Yeah. and they've been very supportive in terms of, I got to tell you, my entire career, I don't think I've ever, from a year of to announcing a project to where we are right now, things always get held up in plan review and code review and all, but not here at Salem.
Wow, that's good to know.
They were great. I mean, we followed all the regulations. We had great engineers, Studio 3 and Duncan Construction and architects, and we had a great set of plans, great set of feedback, and we got the building permit on time, and time is money.
Talking to Scott Chernoff, and Scott does not live in the community. We got to out him right here.
Right.
But did you just hear him say he used actually not just a local, but a downtown architecture firm and a local contractor who happened to be our guest in the studio a week ago today.
Okay.
So, and Rich Duncan Construction has done a lot of iconic
great
things
guy.
In town. So 120 Commercial, in case you missed the top of the hour, the old Spaghetti Warehouse building, it's all dressed up. It's done. It's done and ready to lease. It is shiny and new. And then the REIT, of course, you're saying is going to go through continual improvements.
Yes.
As you take over management of that and bring new things. And you've already done the ballroom.
We've done about 75% of what we want to do.
Wow.
We're going to keep doing more.
That is very fast. For a person who has properties in different states and throughout the West Coast, for you to put such an emphasis on getting it done fast in Salem is pretty impressive.
But one of the things we did was the prior ownership was great. I commend them for everything they did. But we brought on a professional manager. And we have an on-site manager that, you know, just moves things along. Jody, she's there every day. And she's moving and going and making sure all these things happen in a timely manner.
So we were talking during the break about what is in the REIT. Because I think a lot of people either drive by or walk by and necessarily go inside. But you can get your hair cut there. You can get your nails done there, right? You can see art. You have all sorts of services that are inside. About what ratio is retail versus surface versus office in there?
Well, I got coupons for a free tattoo if you want one.
Free tattoo as well.
For both you guys.
Wow. Oh, thanks.
Dave, you hear that? No. We're going to have a tattoo, and we're going to have dinner and then some cannolis. Yeah.
Is that a bromance?
Yeah. No, it's a bribe.
It's just
to support this and these kinds of things. Well, Scott, I really appreciate you coming to the studio and talking about your project. And actually, more than anything, I appreciate you investing in downtown Salem. We only have a couple minutes left, so cycle back to parking.
Yes.
So I'm a person that thinks in 10 and 20-year increments, so I could definitely see that next to 120 commercial. Why don't you go 4 or 5 stories high and just fill that sucker, because we're going to need more parking in downtown Salem.
Definitely.
Even though, as we all know, the internal combustion engine is destroying the planet, and we won't even have cars in 10 years, right?
Hovercraft.
We're going to have hovercraft, and we won't even need
parking, a landing pad.
Salem is a lot more walkable than it was, but it is great, a great catch to be able to get the parking lot adjacent to your buildings as well. And so much of the REIT things are people who are downtown already. Did you know about the wave of people, more and more people who are living downtown Salem? Was that part of what the realtor was showing you?
We learned about that as we got into the due diligence.
Okay.
And that's what you want to see. You want to see these vibrant downtown communities. And you know, people are getting priced out of Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, and the downtown area in Salem has incredible potential.
Incredible.
The way it lays out. So everything builds upon each other, and it's affordable compared to these other, and that's going to bring the next wave of young entrepreneurs. So you're going to have the stability of the governmental and what's been here, and the new wave of entrepreneurs and money coming in. And I believe you're going to see more and more of that.
Yeah, I think we have, and we can continue to. Great timing, by the way. Scott Chernoff, thanks for being here in the studio. Thank you, Josie, for joining us and keeping on the track. And congratulations and good luck with your event today. You're going to show off your crown jewel in downtown. You've been listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.